Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, right?
Right.
Okay. When did you first come in contact or knowledge of Rabbi Cutler?
That was in probably 1936, could be. I don't remember the exact year.
What was the circumstance?
My father, Zuchan Elbracha, was secretary of the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah.
Uh-huh.
My father was also the general secretary of the Vaad HaPoel of Agudas Yisrael.
Where?
In Vienna.
In Vienna. So yeah. You're from Vienna?
We're from Vienna, yeah.
Okay. So what was the experience?
So we had, many of the Gedolim came to Vienna for meetings.
Uh-huh.
And one time I remember my father, at that time, how old was I? 12 maybe.
What was your father's name?
Shapse Schoenfeld.
Uh-huh.
He was a famous Aguda writer, he published, and he was in the old Aguda circles, they knew exactly who he was.
And he lived in Vienna?
He lived in Vienna because the office, the central office of the Aguda was in Vienna.
Uh-huh.
So my father took me once in a while to see all these Gedolim.
Uh-huh.
He had meetings. He wanted me to get to know them.
Uh-huh.
To see, I should see them.
Right.
This must have been maybe 1933, could be. I don't remember the date.
Yeah, the 30s.
In the 30s, early 30s.
Yeah.
And Rav Aaron came to a meeting of the Vaad HaPoel of the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah.
Uh-huh.
I'd heard of him before, I'd never saw him before.
Uh-huh.
The father took me to the meeting, and I went to the meeting, and I saw Rav Aaron.
And what did you hear about him before your father took
him? There was a great Rosh Hashiva.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And Rav Aaron came to the meeting, and I got a glimpse of him. I couldn't stay inside of the meeting, I waited
uh-huh.
outside.
Yeah.
But then I saw him very briefly. There was a short man with a flaming red beard.
Uh-huh.
And then after the meeting, my father told me what happened at the meeting.
Yeah.
The meeting that time was chaired by Yaakov Rosenheim.
Uh-huh.
President of the
yeah.
World Aguda
mm-hmm.
from Frankfurt. And what the topic was, I don't know. My father never told me. But it was a very heated topic.
Mm-hmm.
They're discussing, I have no idea what.
Mm-hmm.
And Rav Aaron got very angry, and there was an inkwell on the table.
Yeah.
So Rav Aaron banged the table with the inkwell.
Yeah.
And the ink spilled over the plate, all over the plate.
Uh-huh.
And Yaakov Rosenheim said to him, Rav Cutler, Gemara says, Hashova Kelim Bechamosoi.
Yeah.
They didn't finish the Gemara. Gemara says, Kill Avid of the
Zohar. Yeah.
And then he rebuked Rav Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Rav Aaron sort of felt bad about it.
Uh-huh.
That was the first time I heard something about it.
Okay.
But all the years I heard Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Aaron Cutler. But my own personal contacts go
yeah.
back to the time when he came to America.
Yeah. When was that? In the 40s?
That was, yeah, but I first saw him again in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
51. Now, I came to America from England.
Yeah.
And I went to Yeshivas of Yitzchak Ochanan.
Yeah.
And in the course, and then I took shiur, my rabbi was Rav Soloveitchik.
Yeah,
Rafael,
yeah.
And he would speak in the shiur quite often about Rav Aaron Cutler.
He would?
Yes, yes. But the Torah and Pshat, he didn't agree with him.
Uh-huh.
I remember once he said, we will let him accept this nidder.
Yeah.
Shver him accept
it.
Yeah. And somebody made a comment, sagt er, das nicht kann gut das Wahre. And this young man insisted. So he said, das die Wahre, that er schleppen kann Lakewood, he said. So he was very angry.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but occasionally he would refer to Rav Aaron.
Yeah.
Then one day, I get a call from Rav Soloveitchik. This was in, must have been in 57, 58, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, I had seen Rav Aaron many times at meetings, at dinners, at the conventions.
Yeah.
I get a call from Rav Soloveitchik.
Yeah.
Says to me, come down to the yeshiva, I have to talk to you about something important.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, I left everything in the office and I went down to YU.
Yeah.
And to Rav Soloveitchik's room.
Yeah.
He says to me, I just got a call from Rav Aaron Cutler today, and he wanted me to get the RCA involved in raising funds for Chinuch Atzmai.
Uh-huh.
So I told Rav Aaron, yes, definitely, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I have to appoint the chairman.
Yeah.
for the RCA campaign.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I went through all the lists of my Tamidim.
Yeah.
And I realized you're the only one that would ask to do this.
Uh-huh.
I said to him, why? Well, the others, you know, they're active in Mizrahi, and they're not going to want to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I know you, he said, you're not a member of Mizrahi, you're not a member of Aguda, you're a member of Paul Aguda.
Yeah.
And I know you, so I can trust you.
Yeah.
But so, would you do it? I said, would I do it? If you tell me, I'll do it, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. I come back to my office, and the phone rings.
Uh-huh.
And I hear on the phone the following, Rav Sheinfeld.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Yeah.
Dorit Kotler.
Uh-huh.
So Kotler started saying to myself, who's Kotler? I don't have a member shul called Kotler.
Yeah.
Who's the Yidus Rebbe? Kotler from Lakeland, he said.
Uh-huh.
So there's Ravan. I nearly fainted on the spot.
Right.
Ravan says to me, Chayos Giret Rav Soloveitchik, hat mir gesagt, ihr geht während der Chairman von der Stadt des Ramonim, campaign for Chinuch Atzmoy.
Mm-hmm.
Will I say, Ayesha Kayach? In Zazay mit Broche wa Atzlache. And the fact is, I started to work, at that time the RCA, for the first time in its history, raised a substantial amount of money for Chinuch Atzmoy. And then many of us went to the famous dinner, the Rav Soloveitchik was a guest speaker.
Yeah.
The famous picture of Moshe, Ravan, and Rav Soloveitchik. And this was my first encounter with Ravang on a personal level. This is one, it was a very revealing interest.
Yeah.
And the man speaks, Dorit Kotler.
Yeah.
If he said Dorit Rav Kotler, Rosh Yeshiva, no.
Yeah.
Dorit Kotler.
Yeah.
And he saw, I didn't know who it was.
Uh-huh.
But Kotler from Lakeland.
Uh-huh.
So that, of course,
yeah,
a different story.
Right.
Then Ravang Kotler used to come to Kew Gardens Hills.
Yeah.
To raise funds for the yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
And this was done in the house of one of our Choshevei Balabatim, Alex Steinberg, Olav HaShalom, who was president of our shul for a while. He's the father of Rabbi Peretz Steinberg. You know Peretz Steinberg?
I heard the name, I don't
know. Yeah, he's a rabbi in the neighborhood, and he's a fine Talmid Chacham.
Yeah.
The meetings were held in Rav Aaron's house, the parlor meeting to raise money.
Yeah.
Rav Aaron came and spoke. And I took my son along, my son Rabbi Yoel,
yeah,
who is the father-in-law of the Mechutin of Abram. That time he was 78 years of age.
Right.
Why did I take him along? Because I remember my father used to take me just to see Gedolei Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted my son to be exposed to Gedolei Yisrael, uh-huh, just to see him.
Right.
I remember one day the Rav used to give shiurim in Moriah Shul in Manhattan.
Right.
And the shiurim were every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
They were packed. People came from all over New York and Long Island to hear the shiurim.
Yeah.
And while he was giving a shiur, in walked a Hoicha Yid with a longer weiße Bart.
There's
Rav Levin, the chief rabbi of Moscow.
Uh-huh.
Remember, under the communists.
Uh-huh.
A Fatsarta Yid, Nebuch Mitzores, couldn't speak.
Yeah.
So he walks in the middle of the shiur, and Rav Soloveitchik stops the shiur. He sees him, say, you come to Gain, or I'm out of Yid. Stop the shiur for a minute.
Yeah.
And he asked somebody, where are the Yid? He says, Rav Levin from Moscow.
Uh-huh.
He stopped the shiur, and he welcomed him.
Yeah.
And then he gave a little shmuz. He said, you know, I used to be a member of Agudas Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
And for reasons, whatever it was, I left. But one of the great accomplishments of Gedolei Yisrael was the Knesset Gedolah.
Uh-huh.
For us, dort gesehen die alte Gedolah da.
Uh-huh.
He said there was Rav Chaim Moser and the Chofetz Chaim and the Gerer Rebbe,
uh-huh,
and he mentioned Rav Aaron Kotler.
Yeah.
So the people at least got to see Gedolei Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
And heute ist gekommen ein Yid für die Gedolei Yisrael. Er redet nicht in Lernen, kann sein ja, kann sein nicht. Ein Jid, was ist in Moskau. Unter Stalin, da man sich aufstellen, versagen in Jid. And he says, look at him well, guck ihn an gut. Darf gedenken sein Zure. That was Rav Soloveitchik. So I remember, my father used to take me, I saw old Commander Oli Gedolim with my ages of 8 and 12.
Yeah.
And my father took me along to see the Lublin Rav, and he took me along to see the Ger Rebbe Versteinstock, because we are Ger Chassidim.
Yeah.
And there was the Slonim Rav, and all the great Gedolim.
Yeah.
So I learned a lesson from my father. that you have children on the Zengidon Yisrael.
Yeah.
This is how I was able to see, I saw the Rogatchava.
I was
the Rogatchava's Levi, and I stayed up all night Shmira when he was Nifta in Vienna. All of you, because my father used to tell me, see Gidon Yisrael, look at them. So she remained etched in your memory. So when Rabban came to Kew Gans Hills, my son Rab Yoel at that time was 8 years old, 9 years old, whatever. I took him along. Moshe came. I wanted him to be exposed to Gedalia Yisrael.
Right.
So I remember he came to the house of Alex Steinberg.
Yeah.
And I asked Rabban the following question. It was a little daring, but I took my decide on asking.
Yeah.
You see, we used to have conventions in Lakewood.
I remember. The Brunswick.
What?
The Brunswick.
The Brunswick, correct. And Tamidim of Rabban used to come and hear the Shia, or so that you should, including my brother-in-law, Rav Shlomo Leifer, who's today the Dvarim Rebbe.
Oh, I have to talk to him too.
Yeah, Rav Shlomo Leifer was one of the few, the early people who got smicha directly from Rabban.
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I'll give you the number in a minute.
Yeah.
He got smicha from Rabban. Rabban gave very few smichas. And my brother was a Chassidish younger man.
Right.
Shlomo Leifer. You know him?
I heard about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe I know him too, but...
Shlomo Leifer.
He's very well known.
He's a tremendous chacham, and he knows all the Torah of Rabban.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he used to come to the shiurim. There were many Lakewood people.
Yeah.
1 year, it stopped. So I said to my brother-in-law, why did it stop? Rabban let out the Shmuel Mazonish Gain. And that really upset me. Mazonish Gain, the father.
Yeah.
So when Rabban came to Kew Gans Hills, I asked him why. Rabban knew my father well, so I relied on my schus obvious, so Rabban would get angry with me. And I said, Esha, maybe you give me the verstehen for this name.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you. You know, you kept doch mein Hashgaf at the Gabi College.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a Gani College.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, College Fiat Eber, a little Zman.
Yeah.
Come to gain a Yid Rav Soloveitchik, who did go to college, university. For that's wegen, when anything, it's for the Gedeuler to be the Chachamah von Zadar.
Yeah.
If my Tamir would go, they'd think, he can do it, I can do it. So I didn't want them to think they could do it. He thought he could do it.
Yeah.
Although he thought he made a mistake. But for this thing, he could do it.
Yeah.
Mine Tamirim, as great as they may be, they'll come to admire him, and they'll start going to college too. That's what he told me. This is why I stopped. This Chas V'Shalom, I've got anything against the Soloveitchik as a person.
Yeah.
Because he's the Beispiel, as McKinganian in the university, and a God of a Torah. But he was able to accomplish it. In fact, Rabban said to me that had he not gone, it would have been even greater. But it didn't want my Tamidim to be impressed by him. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
Second time he came, still of Palamine, the following year, and I said, I hear that you allow your Tamidim to become teachers, Hebrew school teachers in the service temple. He said, yeah, Emes. I said, maybe you give us a verstehen, was in the swallow. I mean, I'd just like to understand the swallow. So he said, that's fine. To become a rabbi in a conservative temple, that man told him, Mr. Balabatin Vilm.
Yeah.
Als Kenegra Teure. Das Tomanisch.
Yeah.
But to be a Hebrew school teacher, verkehrt mich im Spiel seiner Kinder. Also soll nicht folgen den Weg für die Eltern, für die Rabbis. This is why I told them they can go, and they did. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, but that's exactly what he told me. And then he remembered he said a gewaltige Wort.
Yeah.
He said a word speaking, you know, Rabban spoke, it's hard to understand him. It's Chitach Adiba, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, steht beim Mordechai in the Megillah, Rotsi Leroy Vechav.
Yeah.
That the Gemara Leroy Vechav, Leroy Kolech.
Right.
You see, many of the Knesset Anshek, Knesset Gdeile.
Right.
They didn't agree.
Right.
For us, but my father gave years of Torah working for Kallius.
Right.
So Rabban said, from them came in Zen, the Größigkeit von Lernen. Wer gewinnt Gräste von Mordechai? Mordechai, gerade über das jüdische Volk.
Yeah.
He spent time and energy to save Kallius oil.
Yeah.
From this thing, instead of he was the fourth in the line, he became the fifth, I think.
Right.
Right. Als man das nicht gelernt. Eigentlich die verdummen Tage der Eisig bemisse auf Pidgin Schwein.
Ja.
Emes, kommt unter Fahrweil am Habe aus. Was kommt zu Teure, ist nicht gelernt, ist zu verfehlt lernen Teure. Das ist aber angesagt.
Very good.
I remember that Irving Buny was the chairman.
Yeah.
And he also said a very gewaltige Wort, Irving Buny.
Yeah.
Steht in Amos, der Schleusche Pische Arme, wo man der Schwenne steht, sagt der Navi, was aber gegen Jeden, als Bichon bei Kesef Zadig. Was der Pschad? Nun, Mensch geht auf Yosef.
Right.
So Irving Buny said, that with his own, with his quoted some, the Gedenkische nicht, he said, a Zadig war warum, so kann er sitzen lernen, der Chavis Adas. On Zeiges, on Probleme, lernen, sagen Schüren. Nehmt man so a Zadig, man schleppt immer rum, zusammen Geld für die Yeshiva.
Yeah.
Das ist ein größer Wehre. Michon,
Kessef
Zadig. Michon Zadig, es gibt Geld, nehmt man auf Schleppern die ganze Welt. So these are some of the things, then I used to sit around quite often, and I talked to him about several things, about the RCA, about the Aguda, etc., etc., etc. And this was my experience with Rabban. Then in the end, my son Rabbi Yoel,
yeah.
Who I took along to see Rabban as a Bucha, as a Yingle,
yeah.
Ended up in Lakeland.
I know. Right? He used to live by around the corner from me.
Yeah, and the Lakeland got smithy from Schneer.
Uh-huh.
This is the way of the Gargol Achoyza, and yeah. I'm convinced that because I took him along to see Rabban as a little boy, that some or other really believe in this.
Uh-huh.
This that is gefeiert to them because my son went to Yeshiva Yisrael, the Gelsenum.
Yeah.
Not Gelsenum.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeshiva Yisrael was a good yeshiva and I liked it. But when it came to high school, that time he had a high school in Gelsenum. High school was a very low standard of English studies.
Yeah.
Yeah, homework, yeah, medicine, English, Menglish is attitude.
Which high school was that again?
Yeshiva Yisrael.
Oh, where's that?
Gelsenum had the yeshiva.
Wait a minute, where's that?
Oh,
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, no. So, you know Gelsenum?
I know the Gelsenum in Lakewood. I don't know if it's the same one.
Maybe it's a
relative. Yeah, maybe.
Is she a Gelsenum?
He's a Hasidic.
And so I said to Rabbi Gelsenum, I'm taking him out of the Ohio soil. I'm sending him to MTA. Why are you doing this? Didn't they come home after a few weeks and open the Schlenker, film and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Because I wanted my son to have a good English education
right.
And discipline of homework.
Uh-huh.
Because when I spoke to Gelsenum about the way they work, sloppy,
yeah.
But the word is English, Minglish, Minglish, English.
Yeah, know? Right.
So I sent him to MTA.
Uh-huh.
And MTA was Matzliach to a point.
Uh-huh.
Then I sent him from there to Keren B'Yavne.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, he was in Keren B'Yavne?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
was there.
What?
I was there.
You were in Keren B'Yavne?
Yep.
He was 3 years in Keren B'Yavne, from 69 to 72.
Well, I was a little bit before him. I was there, but Rabban's Levaya.
Rabban's Levaya?
Yeah. For 62.
Yeah. I was in Hawaii too. My father went with me.
And I was there I was in Yishalayim. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, then I'll tell you a story that I had with Rabban's Levaya.
Oh, yeah?
And anyway...
Let me hear the story.
Yeah, in a minute.
Almost the same so story I heard.
He came back from Kambiyama.
Yeah.
He went to YU just for a couple of weeks,
uh-huh.
And it wasn't for him.
Uh-huh.
Then he went to my brother-in-law, Shlomo Leifer, whom you know.
Right.
Had a yeshiva in Forest Hills.
Uh-huh.
And my son went there.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't exactly what he wanted. He ended up in Lakewood. In fact,
yeah.
My brother-in-law, today's on the Van der Rebbe, recommended him to Rav Schneer, and made it possible for him to go to Lakewood.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure, I'm convinced that because I took him when he was 8, 9 years old to see Rabban,
that
this is my experience with Rabban. And many other times, when I asked him about teaching a conservative him Talmud Torah, he gave me the answer that I gave you before.
Uh-huh. Who gave you this answer?
Rabban.
Oh, okay. Right.
Why? What's the difference between a rabbi in the Talmud Torah and a teacher in Talmud Torah?
Uh-huh.
He said, a teacher in Talmud Torah has the chance to give it to kinder, to teach them the right derech. And Chaname said, if in a Hebrew school of a conservative temple, you're not allowed to teach what you want to teach, then you can't be a teacher there. You have to be independent. A rabbi in a conservative temple is different. You have to do what the Rabbin wants you to do, and the Be'ayva call me,
yeah. Now, What was your personal impression of Ravan? What could you could see? What did you see yourself?
I saw in Ravan a certain amount of, I say, lishvach, not lignoich, of stubbornness.
Uh-huh.
He insisted this is what he wanted, and nobody could talk him out of anything.
Uh-huh.
Now, remember, Ravan came to dinner of Torah Masorah.
Yeah.
And he said a gewaltige Wort. He said, Ravan's Wort, if you paid attention, you could hear what he wanted to say.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, he just passed over you. He spoke with the Torah Parsha Shemais.
Yeah.
And she said, Beis Yaakov is a partner of Ravan.
Yeah.
Ravan gefragt. What's up, Shah? Beis Yaakov? Toto? Avram needed pinion? He was a pinion shmuy? What kind of shah? Toto is Avram? So Avram said, the Rambam sagt doch in the Akdame, and then we hear the Slam of Torah thing, but in the Akdame.
As
Moshe learned Torah with Eden,
yeah.
The first one to start. And I think the Rambam says this back in Hebrew Slam of Torah.
Uh-huh.
Right in the beginning.
Okay.
That Avram called him an Esam. Yeah, we're talking in the Kedama Yad HaChazaka.
Yeah.
Esam Azeh, this giant came, Avram.
Yeah.
Glen Teure. And he taught it to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak taught it to Yaakov.
Yeah.
So who else was around to teach? The Grace of Avram Avinu got 8 Talmud, then his son.
Yeah.
Of Yitzchak, the Grace of Yitzchak got 8 Talmud, his son Yaakov.
Yeah.
Was it there for my Teure? When Yaakov came and he founded the Shifty Kor, he made the base Yaakov. That Asher Pader Zavon. By this, he redeemed the teachings of Avraham Avinu.
Uh-huh.
That was Rabban said.
Uh-huh.
Rabban Soira is the base Yaakov. He didn't make this Yaakov school for girls.
Uh-huh.
The base, once you have a base Yaakov, you have 12 sons.
Yeah.
And then the Mabit Soira Barabim, that's the Torah of Avraham Avinu.
Uh-huh.
That's what Rabban said at the time.
Yeah.
And, And then similar things that I had to know about. I wouldn't say I was close to him, but I was close enough for him and I to be met, to be able to exchange some words, some opinions, some shyness even.
What was the lasting influence that you think that you went away with or that you remained with?
That had to do with somebody who but who was a manik Israel.
Uh-huh.
The fact is, he was a manik. Everybody maybe didn't follow him,
uh-huh.
but he was a manik.
Yeah.
Rabban gezogt and gezogt. And Rabban, I was once in a convention of Torah Masorah in the Gartenberg Geschäfte,
yeah.
the pioneer country.
Yeah.
And I was sitting, it happened at the table next to Rabban.
Yeah.
Rabban came to speak.
Yeah.
In those years, people went makbid on mixed seating.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Rabban came to speak at the convention. I was sitting there and Rabban was eating in the table, Mamish next to me.
Yeah.
And he calls over Leo Gartenberg. Did you know Leo Gartenberg?
Yeah.
He says to him, Mr. Gartenberg, go to the Prem of Kashrus. There was no Hasmashkir there.
Yeah.
Gartenberg was Gartenberg.
Right.
And he said, who's your cook?
Yeah.
So he said, my cook is Mrs. Buxbaum.
Right, I remember her.
Yeah, Mrs. Buxbaum. Uh-huh. He kocht alles allein, Rabban asked him. He said, no, nicht alles, the andere. Is there any goyim among them? Yeah, I've got a couple of goyim cooks to help a cook. Well, says him, maybe schlagen. So Gartenberg, no. He says, tell me, sag mir, wer sit on the fire dort? So that tell you the truth, ich weiß nicht. I assume, I don't know. So Rabban says to him, Herzog Heim, maha joim vahalo. Which means from right now as we're eating,
yeah.
you have to give me a haftache, and I trust you, that all the fires will be lit by Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
Not the goyim can krachen, but the halacha requires you to light the fire, the pilot light.
Right.
I was sitting there, Rabban said this.
Mm-hmm.
Rabban introduced the whole idea of it's not an idea, the idea is the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
But to make sure that all these hotels know this halacha, God promised him, and believe me, God promised it was done.
Right, I'm sure of that.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, Rabban failed us. Because even if you didn't agree with Rabban,
uh-huh.
you knew you were talking with a person who was a takif, who believed what he was saying.
Uh-huh.
Now, what is also interesting is, I have a little booklet that was put out by the Gudas Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
It's called the Hosea Masveh.
What's it called?
The Hosea Masveh.
I can't understand.
Masve, a mask.
Oh, masve.
To remove the masve.
Oh, lohosir masve.
Masve, mem samach.
Yeah.
The Gemara, the Chumash described by Ishan Rabbeinu, when he came to speak, he put on the masve.
Right? Yeah.
So they're going to put out pamphlets, about 20, 30 pages.
When was this?
That was not long ago, it was the beginning of the state. When Rabban wanted the Agudah to leave the government.
Right.
And the Agudah refused. That's just what
Ishmael
11 and all the others.
Right.
And they put out the pamphlet. You can get it in the archive. If you call the Agudah, you ask Kolovny, who's in charge of the archives, to give it to you. In which they really very forcefully rejected Rabban's opinion.
Wow.
And there was a line in there. Kal me'oit, v'shevis b'leikot, v'lifsek shalos v'eretz Yisrael. That's shteta. You read it, you see. Because that time it was.
Who was the behind that?
Shemay 11, the whole of And they said, by being in the government, we are preventing many wrongs, we are missing many things. And if you leave the government, this will go. This is their line.
Yeah.
Rabban didn't buy that line. He didn't buy that line. But this whole pamphlet is a vikuach between Rabban and the Agudah and the Eretz Yisrael. Very sharp discussion. And if you write about Rabban, you should read it. Because Rabban came out as the one who did not yield one inch. And the Agudah said, we have to because we're doing greater things by being in the government. Interesting enough, when the Agudah left the government, they accused the Mizrahi. And the Mizrahi gave the same terrors which they gave to Rabban. By being in the government, we are stopping many things.
But what do you mean, Rabban approached the Mizrahi?
What?
No.
I said later on, when the Agudah left him in the government.
Yeah.
And they attacked Mizrahi for staying in the government.
Who's attacked?
The Agudah.
The Agudah attacked,
So the Mizrahi gave them the same answer that the Agudah gave to Rabban. Rabban was a money. Then Rabban was nifter.
Yeah,
Rav Soloveitchik came to the Levayim.
Who came?
Rav Soloveitchik.
Yeah, right.
And these Mishigoyim didn't let him speak. And then he came back to Yeshiva and said, Yod Gerd has been in Rabban.
Yeah.
Yet Gonish gehört. Ich habe has been in Yeshiva for Rabban. It somehow or other didn't come to pass.
It never came about?
No. But Rav Soloveitchik disagreed with Rabban in many areas. But in Gehalten for Godlodor.
Yeah.
Of a lawyer to a proper husband. And the Lord of Salvation felt he went to the Levayim and expected to be called upon to say a few words.
Yeah.
But you know, this Kamoim wouldn't let him. So he went back and he said, Yeshiva, he says, the Gevein has made him, the Kinein husband of the Gevein is out to thine. Yechazonga has been. For whatever reason, it never came about. He said a few words in the Shia like this, you know.
You wanted to tell me something about the Levayim.
Did I tell you? I went to the Levayim.
Oh, I thought you meant that Yisroel.
No. Here, they were my sweet shul and the Lord inside.
Yeah.
The Lord inside. And somebody said, a Gevalde Gevod of the Levayim.
Yeah.
I forget who it was. They said, as it stated in the Tshuva, in Maramins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it stated, that Misa Tzadikim Kapore.
Yeah.
I think it was, well, I forget who said it, Kedekar Shemesh. I was there with my father at the Levaya. Thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
And somebody said a word, which had been ungehabt. The word was, the state in Maramins, as Misa Tzadikim Kapore. Like the Maramins, we can design. That's not a Jewish concept. Like Lacham Legoim say, he died on the cross. Because Misa Tzadikim Kapore.
Yeah.
So it says, Shtet Maramins as a Gewaltig Award. But the Maramins, as a Tzadik in the Weg from the Welt. You can't, you get to the Levayim.
Yeah.
And you listen to their Spadim, this gives you a Hiro Tshuva. A Hiro Tshuva. If you're a Hiro Tshuva, you get Kapore. Misa Tzadikim leads eventually to Kapora because you listen to the Hespedim. And the Hespedim make you feel like I'm nothing. Who am I compared to the Tzadik? You go home with a Hiro Tshuva lernen besser, lernen mehr, was
yeah,
lernen anders. Wir mailen, so steht man am Ende. Whoever made this partner has was correct. Then I'll tell you another story.
Okay.
That's, you can, it's not, usually people don't want to publicize it, but I was there.
Well, okay.
I had a friend in yeshiva called Gold, Joe Gold.
Yeah.
There were three brothers. He was a Torah Vedas and went to Yitzchak Hanan
yeah.
and became Mamish, a Talmud, Muzagraf, Soloveitchik, like I did later on.
Yeah.
And this Joe Gold was a brilliant guy, absolutely brilliant guy. He went to Yitzchak Rav Shiva together with me, but he never wanted to become a Rav.
Right.
He was a brilliant mathematician.
Uh-huh.
He was going to teach math.
Right.
One day he says to me, I want you to come with me to see an old lady. You'll see. Okay. I go with him to some nursing home up in Washington Heights someplace.
Yeah.
And there's an old lady sitting there.
Yeah.
And he says to this lady, you know, this is my friend that came over from England, is yeshiva with me now. And she says to me, young man, with this heavy Litvish accent,
yeah.
you want to become a rabbi?
Uh-huh.
I said, yes. And she said, don't. Von Rabbanen werd gar nicht. I have a brother who is a rabbi. It's a gar nicht geworden von him. I said, who's your brother? Sagt sie, you heard of Aaron Kotler?
Yeah.
Ja, that's my brother. She was a professor of math at Columbia. She was retired with it. And she, at the Gehalim, Rabban was a Yosin. Rabban was a Yosin, and she took care of him.
Yeah.
And so Rabban was such a brilliant young boy.
Yeah.
She wanted him to go to Paris to the university, the Sorbonne.
Right.
To study mathematics. And that's just she got him with him.
Yeah.
And then he was talked out of it. That's another story I'll tell you in a minute, why, who talked him out of it.
Do you know who it was?
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. So, she tells me, yeah, my brother, I'm washing a wrong from him, Gornish, I'm a lama, no, Fatik, Shine, Fatik. That was, her name was Anna, Professor Anna Kotler.
Uh-huh.
And this is his sister.
Was she religious?
No, absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to tell you.
Uh-huh.
She tried to talk me out of becoming a Rav.
Uh-huh.
I have a brother, a rabbi, Scottish gewonnen from him.
Yeah, I heard about her, but I didn't know all these details.
Yeah, I'm telling you, did he have it over there? And so she went on and on. Now, who talked him out of it? Rav Reuven Grozovsky, the house.
Yeah.
Was Nifta.
Right.
And I went to the Leviathan.
Yeah.
And Rav Aaron was Maspit.
Mm-hmm.
Rav Aaron said, Rav Reuven, Dr. Erdmir Reus geschleppt from the Blotte.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew what he was talking about. That was the story. Because Rav Reuven was a chava of Rav Aaron.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, don't listen to your sister.
Uh-huh.
You stay in yeshiva. You swear on Tamil Chacham.
Yeah.
So he stopped him from going to Sorbonne.
Uh-huh.
Rav Reuven.
Uh-huh.
The people of the husband didn't know what he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And they were always geschleppt from the Blottes.
Yeah.
But I knew, because I knew exactly what happened.
You knew from the sister?
From the sister.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now then you have to have that. That's
a valuable piece of information.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else. This sister ended up in a hospital for chronic diseases
uh-huh.
in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Jewish Age Home.
Yeah.
And the rabbi in that hospital, you can call him, you should speak to him. Rabbi Shlomo Shapira. You know Shlomo Shapira?
No.
Shlomo Shapira had a shul near there. He was the chaplain and the rabbi at that hospital. Today he's in Kew Gardens Hills.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you his number in a minute. You should talk to him.
Because
He knew Rav Aaron quite well, too. So he said Rav Aaron used to come every week to the sister to wash her, to feed her,
uh-huh.
to make sure that she is taken care of well. Rav Aaron used to come from Lakewood to visit that sister on a regular basis. The sister that tried to talk him out of going to yeshiva.
Right.
They wanted him to come become a professor of mathematics.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And this was Rav Aaron. That's where he was.
Yeah.
When Rav Aaron was lifter, nobody wanted to tell her.
Uh-huh.
So she says to Rabbi Shapiro, Aaron schon ist da mir endlich erwachen.
Uh-huh.
She
figured it out.
She figured it out.
But she knew he was sick?
I don't know if she knew or not. That's what she said. Uh-huh. The details of that statement you can get from Rabbi Shapira.
Uh-huh. And his number is?
I'll give you his number in a minute.
Yeah.
This was the way Rabbi Aaron was.
Yeah.
He had his sister, and because she looked after him when he was a Yosef, he had his kibbutz, she was older than he.
Uh-huh.
The kabbet is the of S, the Rabbi Zachir HaGadol.
Yeah.
So he was mekayem this.
Uh-huh.
And this is how Rabbi Aaron was.
Yeah.
Maybe not too many people knew about it, but a lot of people do know that story.
Yeah, I never heard the vivid details that you said.
Yeah, I'm giving you the details.
Yeah.
So this is Rabban, which I'll tell you.
Okay.
America, the greatest Rosh Yeshiva in the ganze Eretz Yisrael. What was Shlomo in Eretz Yisrael?
He held that Rabban was the greatest Rosh Yeshiva?
He didn't mention the names.
But that's what he meant.
That's what he said, yeah.
Well, he was referring to Rabban, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He probably referred to himself. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
What's your first name?
Eliyahu. Bean.
Okay.
Bean. Kultum. Thank you very much. You gave me an excellent interview.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.